Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Reproduce Yourself, Principles of Disciple Making. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, the ministry of discipling. Let's read that passage, our text, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, beginning with verse 1. You, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Paul is exhorting his spiritual son to reproduce it in the lives of others what he has received in Christ. Four generations are mentioned in those two verses. Me, referring to Paul, you, Timothy, faithful men, and others. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. Every Christian is a steward of the gospel and is to be found faithful. The question is not whether you are to be a soul winner and a believer who disciples others, but whether you'll be faithful to the task. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. We're called to go out and make disciples, share the good news. I like to use the Romans Road in sharing it, verses of scripture from the book of Romans primarily, with a little added. But all of us come the same way. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life by Christ Jesus. God loves us, and we, as sinners, we deserve his punishment. We deserve to die. And not just physical death, but an eternal death in hell. But because God loves us, he has sent Jesus Christ that we might have eternal life. He loves us. John 3:16 tells us that that's the motivation of sending Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And how did he demonstrate that? He gave us Jesus Christ because he loved us. But Romans 5:8 says that God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And all we need to do is put our trust in him, believe him, and confess that. If we confess with our mouth, Romans 10 verses 9 and 10 says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the heart we believe unto righteousness, and with the heart we profess for salvation. And Romans 10:13 says that whoever who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We need to share the gospel message and make disciples, leading people to Christ, and then teaching them, discipling them to maturity in Christ. There are two foundational principles regarding disciple making. First, it takes a disciple to make a disciple. Howard Hendricks said, you cannot impart what you do not possess. The Bible, prayer, giving, worship must be a part of who you are. And then second, you only need a short head start in order to be able to disciple others. Jesus is our example. Paul said in Rome, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. Consider the ministry of discipling. What is a ministry of discipling? Well, the best way to answer that question is to look at three characteristics of it. First, discipling is a ministry of relationship. A personal relationship requires time. It takes time to build a friendship, and it takes time to create an environment for spiritual growth. Jesus was inconvenienced and gave up his own privacy to spend time with his disciples, getting up earlier to have quiet time. Mark chapter 1, verses 35 to 37. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." As his ministry grew, Jesus' life became more and more busy. He needed more time for prayer. In Mark chapter 6, verses 45 to 48, immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent them away, he departed to the mountain to pray. Now when evening came, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. Then he saw them straining and rowing, for the wind was against them. Now about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea, and would have passed them by. Jesus' ministry was intertwined with his lifestyle. Class was never out. He trained while eating. He trained while walking. He trained while resting. If ministry is confined to Sunday morning, it is a shallow approach to serving the Lord. And then second, discipling is a ministry of example. No message is clearer than the life we live before people, before others. God's call is to be sure our walk and our talk are fully together. Every hour lived in true love, obedience, and faith. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. But reject profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself toward godliness. Consider Paul's teachings on being an example. Philippians 3:17. Brethren, join in following my example, and note those who so walk, as you have us for a pattern. Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 1, verse 13. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you've heard from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Age doesn't matter. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. It takes a disciple to make a disciple. And then third, discipling is a ministry of follow-up. A ministry of discipling takes prayer and time to develop spiritual friendships. Make quality your objective. Seek to build godly character traits in the ones you disciple. 1 Corinthians 3:13. Each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. Teach why the Bible is central to our faith. Matthew 24 and verse 35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Make excellence your goal. Timothy 1:5. Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith. Spiritual multiplication takes place naturally through the life and witness of God's people. Availability plus usability equals effective ministry. Ask the Lord to use you any way, anytime, anywhere. You have a great day.